mistake.
Definitely. I mean, that was a very, very unique game. I've never played in a game quite like that. And just, you know, obviously we didn't play well in the first half. Weather conditions aside, we still have to go out there and execute. But the guy, you know, that's what I love about this team. We know we're gonna face adversity, but we're a tight knit group that we know that we're gonna go out there and we're gonna continue to play together. And we're gonna figure things out, and we're gonna pop a big one. We're gonna put some points on the board. Defense is gonna get us the ball back. We're gonna have special teams plays, and we believe that each and every game. So, when we face adversity like we did in the first half, there was no, you know, we came in the halftime. Nobody, you know, wavered. We all knew we were gonna go out in the second half. We were gonna play together as a team. We were gonna make plays, and just really proud of the guys for sticking together and getting another great team win. I mean, it was definitely different. But, you know, I still feel like, you know, mis-executed in the first half. And, you know, I got to execute on certain plays. And the other team was playing in the same environment. So I know Stafford was playing with the, you know, same environment, and he was throwing the ball. So I knew it was one of those things that I would adjust to it. And we would adjust, you know, as a team, because the routes are changed up a little bit because of the speed of them. And the throwing, you know, when I was making throws, I couldn't really zip them, because if you zip them in that weather, it's hard to see the ball. And with the gloves or the hands, you know, it'll slip right through it. So it was just adjusting to, you know, how I wanted to throw the ball. But as the course of the game went on, I got more and more comfortable with it. And we all adjusted and made some big plays.
On the touchdown to Deshaun, there's another receiver right in the area. Did you meet Deshaun there or the other receiver?
When I was looking through the area, I saw Deshaun back there, and he was in back end zone. I saw Riley coming across, and I knew that I just needed to throw it in their area. And, you know, it was one of those things where you saw both of them, and just, you got to make a play. You got to give both of them opportunity, and they both adjusted well. Deshaun came back for the ball. Riley cleared it up. And that kind of game, it's like playing in the backyard when you're a kid. You just got to make plays, and you just got to try to give them a chance. You can't really zip balls. You almost got to lob them up there and just say, hey, one of y'all go get it and make a play. And that was one of those plays.
So you just throwing both of them
in? They were both in the area, so I was trying to give them a chance.
What is it like from the quarterback's perspective, dropping back, Nick? I mean, visibility and all that kind of stuff. What are you seeing when you're dropping back?
You're seeing a lot of white. You're seeing a lot of, you know, snow coming down. But you try to zone all that out, and you just try to focus on the team and what's going on. And, you know, we got more and more comfortable as the game went on. Made some mistakes, but that's a football game. We know that we're going to, you know, I'm going to play personally as hard as I can with all I have, and I know all my teammates are going to do the same. And that's why we go so well together. And we know we're going to make mistakes. But as long as you're going as hard as you can and you're learning from through the course of the game, we know as a team we're going to be okay, because we got each other's backs. And that's something that's special, and that's something that's growing here in Philadelphia. And that's how you win games. You win games as a team, and we're learning. We're getting used to each other. We're bonding as a group. And you can see that throughout this game. You know, we weren't playing well in the first half. What were we down, 14-0? And we come out, the defense does a great job. We put up 34 points. And we get another team win. And that's what's so special about playing here, is we got great people. We have great people in the NovaCare facility. We have great coaches. And, you know, I'm just proud to be a Philadelphia Eagle.
After the interception, did you need, or did anybody say anything to you, or have you matured enough as a quarterback to say, all right, it happened?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I told you before, they happen. And if you let, on any level, one interception defeat you, you can't play this game. You know, I knew what I did wrong. I knew that I sort of lost. I was trying to get my receiver opportunity, left it a little high, but I know how I can fix it. You know, I drive it a little lower, and it's, you know, hopefully a completion. But my teammates look at me in those situations, and they look at the quarterback when there is an interception thrown. And I know a lot of hype has been made for the touchdown-interception ratio that I don't even worry about. I care about the wins. And, you know, I learned from him, you know, it's an interception. I'm going to move forward, and I can't wait to get back on the field to, you know, throw a touchdown, make a big play, because that's where the teammates look at. They look at the quarterback in that situation and see how he responds. So,
surprised Chip called that last play when you got the play to Brent to sell it?
No, it's something we had talked about on the sidelines. And, you know, Brent and I were the only ones who really knew about what was going on. So we had seen that throughout the course of the game, and you have to make big plays. You have to do stuff like that to win games in that situation. We were, you know, fourth down. We knew we needed a first down to, you know, run the clock out. That's a big play. We don't want to put the ball back in Matt's hands. So It was one of those things we had seen through the course of the game, and we were able to execute it. And Brent made a big play, and he a veteran move right there. I don't know how many people, would have wanted to score a touchdown right there. And Brent, being a team player, goes down and slides because he knows they don't have any timeouts, we're just going to kneel and win the game.
You didn't even know that was going to happen.
I mean, I was hoping it was, because I knew that, I know Brent, he's a team player, so I'm proud of him for making that decision.
Evan said one of the defensive players said something to you after the interception came out and said, nice streak or something like that. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't hear anything. I know that Detroit's got a talented defense, and, they're a good group.
Not their defense, one of your own defensive players.
I guess I answered your question. I have no clue. And you got to realize, when you play a game of football, you're in the zone. All the other stuff, you're with your teammates, but you really just focus on the most important thing. The streaks like that aren't, when you have a streak like that, it means you're putting your team in a position to win games because of the touchdown turnover ratio. But there's also times where there's going to be a mistake happen, and you have to have a short memory. And, as a quarterback, you really got to put the ball where only your receivers can get in. I take pride in that, but mistakes are going to happen, and it did today, but I'll get better for it and keep improving.
From your standpoint, what happened on the roughing the passer call, I think, Sue or whatnot, some of the Lions playing them, that might have been a bad call from their standpoint. What happened from your standpoint?
You'd have to ask the ref that. I got hit when I threw, and, he made a call. And, that's probably something you'd want to ask him. I just know that I was throwing the ball deep, and I got hit, and he made the call. And I respect, no matter what their official calls, that's the end say. So I respect his calls no matter what. And, sometimes there's going to be controversial calls, but once again, that's football, and you can't let that defeat you, because that's going to happen throughout the course of a game. We've all been through it, and you got to keep playing. Of course, playing in this kind of environment, you learn a lot. You learn a lot about your team. You learn a lot about how dealing with the environment is important. So having the ability to go out there and throw in the snow and deal with all that definitely, made me mature as a player. I've done it before, so now I know what it's like. So if we ever do face that again, I'll be better equipped than I was before playing this game.
And Nick, going under center as opposed to shotgun, how did that affect you, and especially your drops and your play?
I've gone under center before. We went under center a lot last year, so it really didn't change anything. I know how to do it, and I feel comfortable doing both, so there wasn't an effect. I think it was just a big thing with ball security in those situations. Sometimes in the shotgun, the ball comes out back pretty fast, and with the snow coming down, it does make the ball pretty slick. So it's just another way to control it and make sure that we could, keep the ball in our hands and be smart with it.
As that second half is unfolding, do you have a chance to appreciate the moves that McCoy is making and almost wonder how is he doing that?
He's a tremendous player. He's a tremendous teammate. And he made some huge plays tonight to really give us the opportunity to win the game. And I'm really, really proud of him for how he's playing and, how he's, taking all this in and how he handles himself. So all the moves he made tonight doesn't surprise me, because I played with him long enough to know that he's capable of doing that. And, he's hungry for more, and I know he's going to continue to work to get better.
How important was this game, given how tight the division is? How important was this for your team?
I mean, it was a huge win. I think not looking at the big picture, I think just today, Detroit's a really good football team. They've had some great wins. They're a solid team. So just going into this game, facing adversity in the first half, facing the elements of the snow and all that, I think it was just a big win, because it does allow us to grow together as a team, because we went through all this together and we were able to, stay on the right path and continue to motivate each other, and nobody wavered from what we knew we could accomplish. So it's a huge win.